History Account stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A story by Caitlin Lyle in the Millerton News. Given the legacy of Kildonan School and its work with children with dyslexia, recent announcement of its closure and concern among school community members last month, the board of directors determined that because of low enrollment, the school likely would not achieve the number of students necessary to keep it open. Well, now a group of concerned parents has come forward with a proposal to keep the school open for the 2019-20 school year and possibly behind. 20 parents submitted an action plan to the board on Friday, followed by a corresponding financial plan on July 2nd. While the plan focuses on a complete restructuring of the school, the committee emphasized its desire to retain the Orton-Gillingham-based academic program that's been used to instruct students with dyslexia since the school first opened in 1969. Another story from the Millerton News, the Smithfield Presbyterian Church is one of 16 recipients to receive a Sacred Sites grant from the New York Landmarks Conservancy. While the Conservancy stands as a private nonprofit based in New York City, its Sacred Sites program stretches across New York State, assisting more than 750 congregations since its founding in 1986 with grants totaling more than $12 million. To date, the grants have contributed to more than $740 million in total restoration projects targeting historic religious properties throughout the state. The grant's primary focus is providing structural repairs and exterior restoration. The Rhee Institute presents Floor Show, Map of the World, created by Julia Torres, Ellen Lichter, and Susan Jennings. The exhibit will open up on Saturday the 20th from 4 until 7 p.m., followed by a potluck supper, and it will run through August 24th. More information at thereeinstitute.com or 518-567-5359. The Sherman Chamber Ensemble will offer two area concerts this month with Quintets of the Masters featuring two musicians from Holland at 8 p.m. at the Litchfield Community Center on Bantam Road in Litchfield. An artist reception will follow that performance, and then on July 13th at 8 p.m. at the RT Facts Gallery in the Kent Barnes Complex. More information at 860-355-5930. Drive for a Cure 9th Annual Golf Tournament being held at the Undermountain Golf Course in Copaic, New York on July 13th. The tournament is limited to the first 60 registrants. A celebration of the life of Robert Sadlon, 76, co-founder of the Movie House in Millerton, with his wife Carol, will be held at the Movie House on Saturday, July 13th from 10 till noon. A reception will follow next door at 50 Main Street. Mr. Sadlon passed away May 15th following a battle with brain cancer. He survived by his wife Carol and his son Cyprian. The Mehewe Performing Arts Center on Castle Street in Great Barrington presents a screening of the 1970 film Woodstock on Saturday the 13th at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information, mehewe.org. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse on Sunday, July 14th, 7 until 10:30. Join them for a full buffet breakfast. Audubon Sharon announces two great opportunities to learn about the amazing world of mushrooms at the Audubon Center on Route 4 Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon, Connecticut, July 14th and August 11th. The Mushroom Walk with David Payton on the 14th from 10 till 12, and the second Mushroom Walk with David Payton on Sunday, August 11th at 10 o'clock as well. All ages are welcome. $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12. Pre-registration would be appreciated. 860-364-0520, extension 120. Diamant Library holding their giant tag sale at the center on Main on Sunday, July 14th from 10 until 3 during the Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show, which runs all day in Falls Village from 10 until 3 p.m. Street rods, muscle cars, classic cars, race cars, antiques, custom imports, trucks, and motorcycles all will be on display. The fourth annual afternoon tea and fashion show, with proceeds benefiting the Conic Hills Elementary School Backpack Program through the Regional Foods Bank of Northeastern New York and CAN, Churches Assisting Neighbors, will be held Sunday from 1 till 4 at the Hillsdale Fire Company in Hillsdale, New York. Advanced tickets are available at Mirror Mirror Clothing Shop or 518-325-4000. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 227.88 to 27,088.08 today. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8196.04 and the S&P 500 at 2999.91. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.